Hi, this is Mike Verdiccio. Welcome to another podcast here on confidenceandjoy.com. Thanks for taking the time to listen. It's Monday morning, June the 21st, 2010. And I hope all the dads had a good Father's Day yesterday. And speaking of fathers, you know, the Bible says that God is our Father. And it seems like our Heavenly Father sure gets blamed for a lot of crap. You know, a couple of years ago, I was talking to a friend who was going through a pretty difficult time, and he said, "If God is testing me, I hope he realizes that I'm only a C student." Now, you've probably heard that phrase before, "God is testing me," or "God is testing you." It's most often used when someone's going through a difficult or challenging time. There are some who follow that phrase with the phrase, "Well, it'll make you stronger in the long run." Oh, really? Is that really true? I mean, there are plenty of people who have run into difficult and challenging times and not come out stronger. Some have even ended up in total despair. Now, here's a good question. How can someone say God is testing you? I mean, how do they know? Did God tell them? Try this sometime. The next time someone tells you that God is testing you, ask them for how long. I mean, surely if they're convinced and know that this is a test from God, they must know how long the test is going to last, right? Now, they'll usually say that they don't know. And then if you ask them, "Well, why is God testing me?" Well, they don't know the answer to that question either. You see, way too often, good, sincere people get into the habit of just saying phrases like, "God is testing you," or "God has a reason for this," and, you know, it goes on and on. I'm going to tell you something. God is not going around making life hard for people just to test them or make them stronger. He's going around offering his help and deliverance. How do I know that? Well, because he's promised that in the Bible, which just happens to be his word. So you can take everybody else's word, or you can take him at his word, believe him, and then get the results. I told my friend that God wasn't testing him. I told him that God wanted to help him, and that if he trusted God, God would bring him a solution. Well, he took my advice and got the results in less than a week. Our God is a loving Father who wants to bless and take care of his kids. By the way, I'm going to publish an article this week with more information about, is God testing you? It's going to be in the Pep Letter, so if you're a subscriber to the Pep Letter, you'll get that this Thursday. Now, if you're not a subscriber to the Pep Letter, it's free, and there's some information right over here on the right-hand column. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you've got a comment, go ahead and type it in down below, because we'd love to hear what's on your mind. And remember, if you're a subscriber to this blog, well, you don't have to bookmark the site or come back and see when I posted something new, because every time something new is posted, you'll get notified personally. And it doesn't cost you anything to subscribe, whether you do that email or RSS. And if you do subscribe, got something for you. As my way of saying thank you, I'm going to give you a free lifetime membership to my site, Enriching Your Life Now. There's a link with some information down below. Thanks again for listening. And until next time, this is Mike Verdiccio. Have a great day.